Okay. Hi. No small talk, please. Let's just go over the debriefing, okay? There really isn't any time for sorries or anything. It's fine. Do you understand what we need to do? Yep, of course. Great. Okay. Do you have your equipment? Of course you don't. Are you sure you're on the right mission here? I mean, from the way she was describing things, I would have assumed it was a rather difficult one. And you don't really strike me as the type to be able to deal with something like this. Whatever. If she sent you this way, then fine. You're just 100% sure, right? I guess that adds up. Still, barely equipped. Don't really know what's going on. What did she tell you? Right. I see. Confusing to say the least. Well. Shit. I just didn't expect that she would send a smooth brain on a mission like this. No offense. Just from the way it was described and look of the map, you'd need a whole team of people. I thought she was sending the best of the best. Maybe I'm just underestimating. I don't have time to look into it. I shouldn't have to walk you through this. What's your position assigned? Right. So you'll be doing the most dangerous part. Reassuring. Well, I mean, as long as you know what you're doing down there, you'll also have me in your ear as well. Yeah, I'm really good with tech, so security, alarms, cameras, you won't need to worry about any of that. May have to worry about the guards, though. Depending on how sneaky you can be. Which, hopefully even you can do that. So, have you seen the map? Dumbass, you don't skip over a map. Whatever. Pen. Right. So, come here. Closer. Thanks. Here's the map. Front entrance is here. Back entrance here, usually guarded. It's a rather big complex. They have lasers, cameras, security, you name it. What's tedious about this place as well is that to unlock some of the doors, you need facial recognition or a handprint. That's where I step in. Or I mean, if that doesn't work, you'll have to knock someone out. Think you can do that? Please, don't even answer it. Won't fill me with much hope. Now, we'll be starting around the side. We don't really need to bother ourselves with all the security and stuff if we can have an easier way in. This door usually isn't guarded, but from the look of things, there tends to be a patrol. So, I'm going to cause a diversion. Meaning, the guard that usually stands around this door will leave his post. Hopefully it drags someone else with him, but you should be able to slip in relatively easy. If that doesn't go too well, we always have a couple backup plans. I mean, what good is a plan if you don't have at least 20 fallbacks, right? Foolproof. Window. We'll cut through it. No guards usually on this floor, because I mean, it's very high up. Hopefully you can deal with heights, because you have to suction cup your way up. But luckily we have some pretty good equipment. And hopefully you're trained in it. If that doesn't work, then I'll have to bypass security on the front and back doors, and hopefully cause a good diversion for the guards in front of those. If that doesn't work, he has some interesting hidden passageways that could come in handy. I haven't actually seen them in person, but hopefully for the camera you'll be wearing, it should help me. Shouldn't be too hard for me. So, here, in case you need to see, there are a couple tunnel systems. He's pretty good in his trafficking, so let's, I'll label these. They're all different systems. They kind of interlink and go to different destinations. But those destinations are going to be guarded too, so harder. Womp womp. Which is why I have the first three plans instead, because this one's a bit annoyingly difficult. Anyways, are you good to go? Just nod. The more you fill the air with your stuttering or your silence, fills me with less and less hope. Now, here. That's everything you need in there. Cameras, earpiece, lethal, non-lethal, etc. You should know how to use every piece of equipment in there. Or at least, I pray to every potential god out there that you do. But if you need help, I'm sure it isn't hard to connect an earpiece into your ear. Let's hope it doesn't come to that, yeah? Alright, now with that out of the way, we'll be leaving at around 1:45 a.m. The guards tend to get sloppy the earlier it gets, I guess. And plus, they won't really think people try to infiltrate that area at such a late time. So they slack off a bit. We need any advantage we can get, so yeah. Anyways, I'll call you at around 1 a.m. Please be ready. You'll probably be driving. I don't know how to drive, so let's hope you're good for that. Meanwhile, I need to get to sharpening. Yeah. Why? I mean, when wouldn't you need a katana on a spy mission. Kinda just makes sense, don't you think? Pfft. Yeah. You're just jealous, aren't you? I get it. I would be too. Hello, my darlings. Welcome to my new series. I'm actually going to be giving you guys the option. Like, this is going to be like a community option one, like how it's always been. But this time, these audios or this series doesn't have to stay wholesome. It can actually take a lewd turn depending on what choices you guys make. Now, for this choice, I decided to keep it rather simple, which is just, should they complete this mission or should they not? Like, should they fail this mission? Both are gonna have very different outcomes, can lead to different characters, so on and so forth. This isn't gonna be a super long series, but it's just not kind of something fun to do while I work on some other big things. thank you all so much for watching. And until next time, my darlings, I hope you're all having a wonderful, wonderful start to your weeks. Actually, because this is going to come out like Thursday or Wednesday. End to your week. Okay, shut up. Oh, God.